Good morning. We're learning Klal Chayalim Klal Yud, and we're looking at Siman Beis. At Amos Aichayv Lomoid, how far does this chiyuv continue in a person's lifetime? The answer is Ad Yamoso. Shenemar says, "Upen Yisur Mavav Chol Yemechayecha." You should not let the words of Torah leave you all of the days of your life. Chosman Shol Yaseh B'Torah Hu Shecheir. Chazal understand this pasuk that we're afraid that the Yisur Mavavcha, that the words of Torah will leave your heart, means that the person learns Torah, he will forget. So a person is mechuyev to constantly review what he's learning to prevent that possibility of forgetting. So that is Kol Yemechayecha. So throughout your life, you must retain your learning, which means throughout your life, you must continue reviewing what you've learned to make sure that you do not forget it. So that would indicate that a person, till the last day of his life, he has to make sure that he's constantly learning Torah, which means reviewing what he's learned before and then adding new, etc. Simon Gimel. Chayv adam lomar b'chol yom, Torah shebiksav, shutanach, u'b'mishnah b'gemara u'poskim. So a person has a chiyuv to learn every day different sections of Torah. He has to learn the written Torah, which is Tanakh. He has to learn Mishnah, and he has to learn Gemara, which is the foundation of Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Gemara is the process of working and understanding it. And Poskim, he has to learn Halacha L'maisa, what to do. Ubali Batim Shenam Loimdim Rak Gimel Oydalad Shos B'Yom. So you see the Chayotim's definition, which is actually the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says that a Balabas, who has a limited amount of time to learn per day, so he's only learning, the Chayotim says, 3 or 4 hours a day. So if that's his, he only has a limited amount of time, so Yilmudu B'Gemara L'Chud, the Bezeno Yotze, just learning Gemara is not sufficient. So now, the Chayotim is sort of skipping a step. And there's a Tosis, Mishatis Kedushin, where this Gemara, the Morse says a person is Mechuyev to divide up his learning into three sections. The Torah Shebichsav, which is Tanakh, Mishnah, and Gemara. The Gemara does not mention Poiskim. In the Gemara's usage, the word Gemara means the process of thinking it through, answering all the questions, and coming to a final decision, which means halacha l'maisa. So that would include poskim in it. Person mechuyev to divide this up. So Gemara says, so how do you divide it up? If you divide it up based on your lifetime, in the first 20 years of your life, you learn Tanakh, and then another 20 years, you learn Mishnah, and then you learn Gemara. It says, who said a person will live that long? Not everybody is a zaycha to maintain their life and be able to learn to live to be 60 years old. So Morris says it means you have to divide it up in every day. So Tosis says we don't seem to be doing that. So Tosis says we learn Talmud Bavli, and the reason why it's called Bavli is because it's the language of Bolol. It's all mixed in, because in Talmud Bavli we're constantly understanding the explanation of Psukim. We're quoting the Mishnayos and the Brises. We're discussing what the questions on them, which is the process which is referred to as Gemara. So by learning Talmud Bavli, we fulfill our obligation to learn Torah, the Tanakh, Mishnah, and Gemara. Now he says, but above and beyond that, a person has a limited amount of time in the day, so if he's just going to learn Gemara and not learn Poskim, he hasn't taken it to the point where he knows what to do. And part of Talmud Torah, beyond these mitzvah to learn Torah as a vehicle to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu and to Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, etc., but the idea of connecting directly to Kadosh Baruch Hu, besides that, it is also, not only, but it is also a source of giving us direction what to do. The language of the word Torah, the Maral in Ger Aryeh, in the beginning of his Pirush and Chumash, says the word Torah is related to the word Hurrah, which means directive, giving a Hurrah, giving a decision, giving a directive what to do. So if a person does not learn Poskim, he doesn't know what to do, so he has not fulfilled his obligation, the full obligation of learning Torah. The Torah should be bringing him into knowing what to do, etc. So the person has to learn Sifrei Poskim as well, which means Shulchan Aruch is the Sefer which gives you halacha l'maisa what to do. So let's say, for example, the Mishnah Berurah or the Chayyadim. So a person makes sure that they learn that thon every single day. The Mishnah Berurah, in his introduction to his Sefer, Mishnah Berurah says that, and within the different sections of Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, which is the daily halachas and the weekly halachas and yomtiv, etc., which in many ways are the most primary and common halachas the person deals with, so they're given precedence. We're discussing the calculations of how we should spend this time. So Arachayim should be given precedence over the other sections of Shulchan Aruch, and that should be given, that the person should not spend this time only learning Gemara. It's interesting twist between the language of the Chayyadim and the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah's language is that he should. So he makes sure that his ikar limud is halachas, which means then the Gemara is going to be secondary. The language of the Chayyadim was when a person has this limited amount of time, so he should make sure he doesn't learn only Gemara, he learns some Sifrei Poskim as well. So it sounds like that the ikar is the limud of the Gemara. Tomorrow we'll talk about why is it that people seem to be spending a lot of time learning Gemara more and not so much time learning the Poskim. Do we have an explanation for that? Have a good morning.